Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not?
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 71. Jeff Lowe, Trill Ballins, Ken Jack. Reviewing Christopher Robin this week, the Winnie the Pooh movie. Unfortunately, with timing, Mr. Uncle Chaps, we couldn't link up for a cross pod, but we will soon. We'll do something else. No worries there. You can hear his continuous thoughts on Winnie the Pooh on High Haters every night. Also, we're going to be ranking the worst, top 10 worst animated slash cartoon movie characters. Doing that on the pod. But first, Trill Ballins, you have an apology?
Yeah, Jeff, how's everyone doing?
Good. We're good.
It's with a heavy heart that I come out and say that on episode 70, last Sunday's episode, in talking about rivers, comparing them to lakes, I mistakenly called a river stagnant. It is actually the opposite of stagnant, and especially comparing it to lakes, it was quite a boner on my part. So I just want to apologize for the proponents of rivers out there. What I meant was rivers are filthy and gross.
We all caught flack for that. There was a thread in our Reddit
you guys didn't correct me. You didn't call me on my bullshit.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I knew you meant just dirty, and I was like, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, Jack heard it. I didn't hear it, and where is the Twitter or the Reddit thread? I don't know what it says, but I think it was something along the lines of big-time movie boys don't know what a river is or something like that. And I was like, what did we say? But yeah, all right. This is why we're one of the best podcasts in the world, according to iTunes, because we apologize for our mistakes.
Yeah.
We apologize when we're dumbasses.
I've had 3-4 days to reflect on it, and I'm ready to move on. So what do you got for us, Jeff?
What I got for us is that before Ken Jack and I sat down to record, I removed a plate of half-eaten scallops because Donnie's intern today, for content purposes, so he gets a pass, decided in our office, which has currently a broken air conditioning, or it just doesn't work. I don't know. So it's very hot. It's at least, I'd say, 76, 78.
Yeah, I'd say touching 80.
Which doesn't sound hot, but obviously in an office, that's very hot with a lot of people. He decided to cook scallops in the afternoon, and these scallops were obviously hot because it was on a very hot pan and plate, and the whole office smelled like fish, scallops all afternoon.
No ventilation working, and there's no open windows in this office.
Yeah, so that was...
Reheating fish, one of the worst things you can do in a professional environment.
Offense for an office.
Yeah. Very good intern, by the way. I love Donnie. But that was a tough one. I wish he would have just made goons. That would have been much better.
They have a lean cuisine, like tilapia dish. I apologize if anyone gets the lean cuisine fish, but I could not think of anything I'd want less than a lean cuisine fish dish.
Yeah,
lean cuisine fish is like basically eating an MRE.
Here it is.
Why would you even eat that?
Tortilla crusted fish from Lean Cuisine with rice, poblano peppers, and corn in a sour cream sauce.
Frozen diarrhea.
Everything except the fish sounds good in that one. If they replace that with just a grilled... I stay away from meat in general with frozen meals. Like, I like a nice, like, vegetarian, maybe a pasta-based lean cuisine. I can do that, but I don't like any microwavable, ready-to-eat meals.
Yeah, I think I did. I did a Lean Cuisine when I went to see Gotti. I put Lean Cuisine and frozen meatballs into the popcorn for Gotti. And that was the first time I think I've had Lean Cuisine since high school. It wasn't very good. Not as good as I remember.
You put in the... did you really do that?
Yeah. It's released somewhere. I remember I made a really shitty edit of it and put it on LCP's Twitter.
I will say, no free ads, but Lean Cuisine, their cheese tortellinis and roasted red pepper sauce with aged Parmesan cheese.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Delicious.
Yes.
That stuff. I feel like the non-meat pasta dishes can be pretty good.
Yeah.
So I will give them kudos for that. But the tortilla encrusted tilapia... No, sir. Not for me.
Yeah, there's...
Scallops.
Hungry Man frozen dinners.
That's a whole different...
Wait, did you...
Sorry, say it again. Oh, Donnie's scallops?
No, Diver scallops.
Oh,
like the bigger
scallops. Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, those are so good, though.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Yeah, apparently they weren't that great. So we'll jump down the frozen food section probably on Sunday. It sounds like it's something that's going to be... Going to be delayed till then. No, wait. I will say, Trill, were you a big Devour guy on Twitter when they first came out with Devour?
I like their commercials.
Oh, I like their overtly sexual commercials. That's hilarious.
Where he's just waving the fork in the macaroni and he's like, this is what good beep sounds like.
Food you can fork was their tagline.
Yep, exactly.
I thought that was funny. I actually filmed a video, I think, where I bought a Devour meal and then I microwaved it and then I opened it up and started spanking the mac and cheese. And I think I took it down after a few minutes because I like it was that's one of those things that like I get it, but if someone saw that, people would be like, this guy's fucking nuts. Like he needs to be blocked from this platform.
Oh man. Okay. Moving on. Also, I want to say that we've officially closed the book on Grandpa Joe talk and jokes. It may come up organically at some point, but I wrote a blog on that where I officially declared that dead. So that joke is dead.
R.I.P. in peace.
That was one of the longest running jokes, or not even jokes, running things that we talked about. So rest in peace, Grandpa Joe. Literally, and I guess figuratively. All right, time for some news. Big movie news today. Boy, movie Twitter was
full force.
Full diapers today. Full diapers over this news. The Academy Awards made some very drastic changes today. Their ceremony is going to be 3 hours. All right, fine, whatever. Good. They're moving it up in 2020. Okay, here's the big news. The Academy Awards is adding a new category, Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film. Basically, that's the Academy Awards saying... We recognize that we don't typically nominate good movies that are also popular, that are big mainstream blockbusters. So we want to do that in some way, and that we will never change our regular Best Picture category. Meaning, you know, The Dark Knight would have won this category. There are some, like Lord of the Rings has won, Titanic. There are
Gladiator,
some big blockbusters
like that,
that have won, that are top five grossing, but not in a long time. That has not happened in a long time. So it's very controversial. People are very offended by this. They say, like, how snobby and condescending can you be, Academy? This does open up movies like Mission Impossible Fallout, Black Panther, though Black Panther does have Best Picture hype.
Yeah.
It still does. And, of course, Avengers Infinity War. And we'll get into a second what we think's going to win. I don't need to even get into mine. I think this is very clearly going to be Avengers Infinity War, which, I mean, look, I'm not bothered by this. I think it's annoying. The Academy's annoying. But my thing is, look, stop trying to fight them like, oh, add it to the Best Picture category. They're never going to fucking do it. They're just not going to do it. It's not who they are. So, you know what? I'll take this one. The Infinity War cast will be invited. The Russo brothers will be invited. Like, oh, great. You know what? This at least for them, it's going to get recognized, and I'm happy about it. But what are your thoughts, the two of you?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of sounds a little stupid, doesn't it? But then from a business decision perspective, it's a good excuse to invite like all the entire cast of Avengers Infinity War and, you know, have them there on the red carpet and have like maybe more of a mainstream audience like care about the Oscars, right? Like it's just trying to broaden the appeal. But the award itself, like I don't even know what criteria they're going to use. Why don't they just give out a championship belt to the highest grossing film of the year? Just take whatever film made the most money and give them like a Stanley Cup. That trades hands every year or something like that.
Yeah.
But I if they do this, I want them to go back every year and retroactively give an award for achievement in popular cinema. Let's make it fair. Are you going to take the best picture away from some movies like Crash?
I completely agree with you. I think that it is definitely a little condescending. It's almost like that Family Guy thing where like Ringo makes a song and like they're like, "Oh, this is so great. I'm going to put it right here on the fridge." Like that's sort of how it feels to me. But at the same time, it's good because there are movies that do make a lot of money and have a lot of mainstream appeal that will never get hyped for Best Picture. Like you were saying, Jeff, like especially recently, I think I did a tiny blog on it. The last six Best Picture winners haven't made as much money as Deadpool 2 has already this year.
Like, that's wild.
That's insane. That's an insane stat. And like regular people are kind of turned off by this, especially nowadays. It just every Hollywood feels very elitist. A lot of people get in that vibe. And I think that this is a good common man move, but at the same time, it definitely comes off as a little bit condescending.
Well, remember when American Sniper got nominated for Best Picture? It was a huge fucking deal because that movie made half a billion, but it only made $500 million, which is like nothing in the grand scheme of things, like when you compare it to big blockbusters.
Yeah.
They also added this, which this actually does piss me the fuck off, because I don't think the show is too long. Like, you either like award shows or you don't. So, like, that doesn't bother me. They're apparently going to take out some awards and present them during commercial breaks. They've said sound editing, sound mixing, makeup could be in there, editing. I don't like that. Like that, especially sound, like, let's recognize in the technical categories from these other movies. You don't need to shorten the fucking show. Like, the show is a perfect length. There is not, I mean, again, you either like the awards or you don't. Like, you're not going to, it's not like, the State of the Union is the only thing on TV. There are other things to watch, and if you don't like the Academy Awards, you will watch something else. So I just think that's a worse decision than the most popular film thing.
Do you think that this, if you're a picture that wins this award, do you feel like it's winning a superlative compared to winning, like, Valedictorian or something?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Which, yeah.
It's like winning Most Handsome when another guy won.
It's not going to be an award that actually matters.
Yeah.
You know, like, whoever wins this award isn't going to be like, oh my God, I went to film school and I studied the, you know, Kubrick's crap for years in order to win for like Deadpool 8 and like popular movie achievement. Like what it is an excuse for ABC to get
more
people
like
The Rock, like in front of the camera to say, you're up for an award tonight, which is something that might not ordinarily happen. And for more of a broad audience to care about that and tune in, which I think is kind of a cynical view. But at the same time, like, I get it. I just, this award just to the common person viewer like me doesn't matter that much. Like you're saying, I think it's like a plastic trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the interesting thing about it is that there is an angle, though, where I see it as kind of an opposite. Like, I'm trying to think of something that works. Maybe not last year, but like, let's just say, for example, this year, something very like mediocre, like win, or something that is not very popular wins Best Picture. Like Shape of Water got slandered by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Say that wins, but then Mission Impossible or Infinity War wins. It's going to get a lot more hype than that movie. People may not say, you know, they're the better movie, but it will get more hype, which may end up dumbing down the Best Picture winner a little bit too. Like that's the one people will be talking about. So I could see it having maybe a reverse effect. That's just that's just my devil's advocate on that one, but I could see that happening. So, I mean, we'll see. Oh, look, obviously, everyone knows I love the Oscars, and I know some people are like, oh, it's just Hollywood sucking its own dick. Like, all right, whatever. Like, there was an NFL reporter who said that recently and then was tweeting about the NFL awards. Might have been Albert Breer. I'm like, what the fuck do you...
Oh, the ESPYs, yes!
Yeah, it's like, you don't like the Hollywood, but okay, you like the NFL doing it to themselves, which is an objectively awful show, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things, though, like ultimately for 11.8 months a year, we all say award shows don't matter. Who cares? And then the award shows come on. They're like, I can't believe Shape of Water won. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, so it's like we don't care until we do. So ultimately it doesn't change. I don't think it changes much, Jeff. Like, I think maybe it broadens the appeals of the Oscar broadcast, which is what this is all about in my mind. But I mean, maybe it dilutes the Best Picture, but it gives them an excuse to get Tom Cruise in front of a camera up on stage accepting an award. You would not normally see that anymore.
And it's middle tooth.
Last thing, and we'll move on, is that's a great point because I compare this to, there is a American Music Awards, or BBMA is one of them. They do an award called Best Social Media Vote. and that every year puts the same big stars like Justin Bieber. There's also this K-pop band BTS, which is the biggest on Twitter. It's the biggest thing on Twitter. It's insane. It's like 8 of the top 10 tweets I ever tweeted from GMA are this K-pop band. So I liken it to that. It's like you will get massive comic book fans to watch the Oscars now, without a doubt. So, all right, pretty cool. I think, in my opinion, but some people seem really pissed off about it. Next up, Chris Pratt's in the news. Cowboy Ninja Viking, the Universal Studios movie, which was going to be supposed to be a big tentpole movie, a kind of a wacky movie. I mean, I guess that comes from it being called Cowboy Ninja Viking. His character, Chris Pratt, is supposed to be a cowboy, a ninja, and a Viking. It has been delayed indefinitely, and apparently the reasoning is that they want to take their time with it because the franchise has some big potential. Thoughts here? I mean, we haven't talked about this movie that much. We've talked, I think, more about Red Notice, Chris Pratt's, well, potentially Chris Pratt's potentially, movie with The Rock. But we haven't talked about this one that much.
Now, Kenjack had the best take of this. It's a giant red flag for what, Kenjack? I think you said the script sucks. Like, I feel like that's what, like, did you say that or did I make that up?
I think you made that up.
Okay, well, never mind. Well, this is what I feel like. I feel like Chris Pratt read this shit and it's like, no, like, we can't do this. That's what I feel like. I don't know. This movie doesn't excite me. The whole cowboy, ninja, Viking, robot, pirate bullshit belongs back in 2012 with like the oh my god epic wins of like random humor.
Like, it's like cowboys vs. aliens.
Can I has a cheeseburger, please? Like epic success fail. Like fuck, whatever.
Yeah, I actually do think that. Now that you incepted it into my brain, I do think now that it's because of a shitty script. I think Chris Pratt, he read the cartoon or the comic book, I believe, and really liked it. And then they pitched a script to him, or at least like a base script, and that's what got him to sign on. And so if it's delayed at this point, it's definitely something to do with the script, or maybe they had issues picking out director. Maybe even like that seems like something maybe they even had like James Gunn on the line for, and now they're like kind of caught up on it. Maybe that's part of it. Who knows?
Yeah, and... Well, no, go ahead.
It was slated for a June 2019 release. So they would have had to, I mean, even if it's not on hold, they would have had to work, 10 months to get this movie out, which seems like if they don't know the director yet, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it was going to work out. So maybe it's just in production hell.
We're not near New Mutants territory yet, though. When we get there, then I'll get worried.
Shit ain't happening. That movie ain't coming out. It's just not going to come out. All right, next up, Power Rangers. Ooh, how about this news? We have talked about this one in the past, but now the things have changed. Power Rangers, the next one from Hasbro. I think Hasbro has the rights now. I think. I forget. But it changed hands over, I think. And yeah. So Hasbro acquired the Power Rangers property. That's what it is. So they were going to maybe reboot it, but now they're just going to have a sequel to the 2017 version of Power Rangers, which had Bryan Cranston. And now the most notable of the Power Rangers is Naomi Scott, who will be playing Jasmine in Aladdin and also is one of the three females in the Charlie's Angels reboot, which is coming out next year. So interesting news here. We've talked about it, but I always forget. Did either of you see Power Rangers, the one from last year?
Yeah.
No.
I like the opening scene.
It's a weird movie because it's not bad for the first 75% of the movie, and then the final fight happens, and it just goes downhill. It just loses everything that made the original Power Rangers fun, but also the original Power Rangers was like really fucking campy and ridiculous. Yeah. So I think that's a big reason why. But could you get on board with like a continued Power Rangers series, or have you just lost all interest in this thing?
I like the idea of continuing it. I think what they said was it didn't do that well at the actual box office, but it did well on home release. And so that's where I'm planning to hopefully watch this movie, unless we review it for the podcast, is this is a perfect home release movie. I grew up with the Power Rangers. Continue the story. We don't have to reboot the Power Rangers again 2 years later.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I don't really care that much. I mean, it's the Power Rangers. For God's sake, the TV show... They took footage from fight scenes from a show in Japan, and then they edited the worst acting imaginable in 1992 and mashed them together and somehow made this a global, like, United States phenomenon because it was already big in Japan. So, like, I just can't believe how shitty the show was back in 1992. At 25 years later, it's still relevant enough to make $150 million at the American box office. Or maybe worldwide. I don't know.
That's true. I have no feelings on it one way or the other. I do want Bryan Cranston to catch that check, though. I'll have to.
Hell yeah. Come on, King.
Yeah. Was it? What was he?
Zordon.
Zordon. Yeah, that's right.
And that was the weird Bill Hader robot's name.
Oh fuck!
Why am I forgetting it?
Fuck.
Alpha.
Is that Alpha? What it is? Bill Hader?
I don't know.
Power Rangers? Alpha 5. Yeah, Alpha 5. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're bad with names. So Power Rangers is a TV show. It's in its 25th season right now, and the mid-season premiere is actually in a few weeks. How about that? How many episodes do you think were in the first three seasons combined of Power Rangers?
Like 200.
First three seasons.
I think probably 55.
Nope. First season alone had 60 episodes.
Oh.
60 episodes in the first season?
Yeah, it had.
I don't remember all those.
In the first three seasons, which aired from August 28, 1993 to September 2nd, 1995 on Fox Kids, had a grand total of 145 episodes. That's insane.
That makes sense from a production standpoint because 50% of the show was already filmed and paid for by Bandai. Or whatever, and all they had to do is like edit 27-year-olds into a high school setting, make them seem like they're the oldest fucking high schoolers ever. By the way,
oh yeah,
like out of any series I think I've ever seen, like the Power Rangers were the oldest people to play high schoolers.
Joe Mangiello in Spider-Man was probably the oldest teenager I think I've ever seen.
Probably he was very fucking old. Imagine this though as a kid, which Troy you may. Though actually, you thought there's only 55 or 60 episodes. So, you know, you had like one episode a week as a kid. The wait for the next week sucked. At one point in the first season, they had episodes on September 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's fucking awesome as a kid. You just get new Power Rangers episodes almost every day. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, But if like, what do they play them after school? If it's in September, you're playing soccer or football or wherever. You have to go to practice. Like you can't catch all the Power Ranger episodes. We can do VHS it.
Maybe.
You can't do that. My dad never knew how to set that up.
My parents, we went to church for some reason, and my parents they would VCR VHS record Pokemon.
Oh man, did you see Pokemon 2001 in theaters?
Oh yeah,
I cried. I cried.
What were the your guys' like favorite Saturday morning shows to watch?
Pokemon.
Was Pokemon a Saturday morning show?
I thought it was Sunday. Maybe it was Saturday.
I think it was Saturday.
Maybe church thing. I just know we recorded it.
Weekend morning show.
Yeah,
dude. I liked the Fox Kids block with the X-Men animated series. I had the tick for a while. Did you guys remember Louie's World?
No,
Life with Louie, whatever it was. It was like. No, so Bobby's World was the Howie Mandel one, and I think Life with Louie was the Louie Anderson one. It was wild, man.
I like
they had Louie Anderson voicing a little version of himself.
I liked Saturday morning cartoon. Super Friends and Saturday morning cartoons. I like Super Friends. I love Pokemon. Man, there are some great ones. Ninja Turtles.
Zubumafu was up there for me.
Zubumafu, not a cartoon.
Not a cartoon,
still,
but like a morning show.
Did you guys watch Zoom?
Yeah.
I watched
Throwback.
Disney on ABC because I never actually had the Disney Channel growing up. So it was like my only time to get that primo Disney cartoon content. Recess, Pepper Ann, Doug.
Recess.
Patty Mayonnaise had short hair now.
What year was Recess? I didn't think Recess would be in. I thought that was past your time.
Johnny Quest, The Huckleberry Hound. I remember The Huckleberry Hound.
I'm not sure.
I think I was a little. I watched cartoons. Up until maybe like 23 years old, Ken Jack.
That's funny considering the Pardon My Take guys got roasted for not knowing Rocket Power. Yeah, they should have.
You know what Rocket Power is, right, Trill?
I know what Rocket Power is.
You didn't watch it, though.
It's with the helmets. No.
That's the defining factor for you is the helmets?
That's the helmets.
They just wore helmets all the time,
not like
right?
Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity or anything like that?
Well, I didn't actually watch the show. Yeah. You know, most of my knowledge of kids' cartoons comes from McDonald's. Every time I go in there and see what's on the Happy Meal. Like that's where I'm like, oh, that's a kid's cartoon.
PFT said the other day when he was on the show, he said that their audience roasts them a lot. And Big Cat and PFT, they got roasted for not knowing Rocket Power. I thought it was a little crazy. Big Cat didn't know what Rocket Power was. However, people were acting like he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's old, but like, I mean, he's just, if you listen, you know he's not that. Like, Rocket Power is almost not a 90s cartoon. It debuted in 1999. It's like the majority of the show aired in the 2000s.
Yeah,
so.
Big Cat's like, what, 40? PFT is probably like a svet, like 25 probably. I'd guess if I had to look at the PFT in the face and be like, how old are you? I'd say like 25, 23 maybe. He's in great shape.
Yeah. Also, one last thing. Kedjak, I feel like you would love this show for certain reasons. Snorks?
I don't know. Let me look at it really quick.
Troy, you know Snorks, right?
Yeah, they have
They
have the big holes in the top. Yeah.
That was a Hanna-Barbera joint, right?
I remember. Yes. I think I remember it specifically because of a Family Guy reference to it, but I don't remember exactly.
Yes,
what it was, right.
There is a Family Guy reference about them having sex.
That's it.
I think that's it. That was long enough to go on news. I'm not really interested in the Disney being done with Netflix thing. I mean, we kind of talked about that. Disney's not going to put movies on Netflix.
When is Disney going to come out with their own content streaming service? They already started to do that a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's coming out.
When's that really going to?
2020.
When's that going to take off? 2020. Yeah, because like that's going to be awesome, but it also sucks for consumers because, we go from having like all the content under cable to cutting the cord and having Netflix, and then all the content providers eventually decide to take their ball and go home and play, and now you got to go back out and pay 17 people for content.
Well, apparently it's going to be a lot cheaper than Netflix is for at least the first, like, as I think they said, like 5 years or something. Most of the rollout is pretty secretive, but they're only going to have the original properties to start, and they have obviously like the $100 million Star Wars show production and like a bunch of other original properties working out.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot cheaper than Netflix to start.
The Star Wars one was huge.
$100 million for 10 episodes.
For TV is, that's big. But 10. I'm not totally shocked that Disney's going to do that.
Yeah.
I think that thing is, in my household, that thing's going to be the most utilized thing. It comes out in 2020, and my daughter, three, four. Like, the Disney streaming service is, like, just Moana on repeat.
Yeah.
I'm just like, can I parental lock Chicken Little out? Mars Needs Mom. It's like, all the bad ones.
Will
just,
Chicken
like,
Little be on the most hated animated cartoon character list? Okay, it was up there. Suck. It was in the top 20 for the audience, and I won't reveal if it's in there. The audience list,
worst
by the way.
Disney cartoon ever.
Ooh, okay.
Big call.
Chicken Little's the worst. It's got to be the worst.
Save your rage until we get to the list.
It's not on my list.
I'm telling you this. The audience list, I do not know what happened. There's a couple on here. Well, okay, we'll get to it later. But any thoughts on Nintendo killing Luigi, even though apparently they didn't kill him?
It's one of the funniest videos I think I've ever seen.
they killed him. I mean, they slaughtered Luigi today in a video. That was crazy.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't caught up yet.
Dude, watch it right now. It's right, for me like on par with the Winnie the Pooh gif.
Here, I'm just gonna send it to you. Luigi,
okay,
killed. Watch it. Do a live watch right now, and then we'll move on to Christopher Robin. It's I like Screen Rant. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. Nintendo just murdered Luigi.
Dude, it's one of the funnier gifs I think I've ever seen.
Here we go. Sending it now. All right, sent away. So they said he's actually alive still. But I mean,
oh damn, his eyes disappeared. People just disappeared.
I mean,
what game is this for? Smash Brothers?
Yeah, look at his ghost. His ghost leaves his body.
Like, what's the cut? Is this like a fatality?
Yeah, and death fucking dragged him to hell.
I mean, that's his blood too, right? What's that goo that comes out of him? He's dead.
Oh, that's dark, man. That is. You know, and it's appropriate we go into this dark territory of beloved characters. Nintendo is getting a little bit darker. And I thought Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin, was a little bit of a dark movie. Didn't you guys?
Nazis do die very early in the movie.
It was
pretty rad.
And we will get into that, though. All right. So this episode is sponsored in part by Hims. Actually, sponsored in full. Did you guys know 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? We mention this a lot, but it's fucking true. It's true. We actually had a different ad read,
two-thirds.
But I'm pretty sure Hims would have dropped their sponsorship.
Yeah.
So we'll play that at a different time. we had a phone call. Someone called in and did the Hims sponsorship. But in order for us to play that future joke, you need to purchase some Hims products. Our listeners get a free trial month of Hims for just $5 today while supplies last. Well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. Keep your hair. Don't lose it. I want you to lose your hair. You know, is that hairline slowly receding?
Yes.
Is it moving away?
Yes.
Does it continue to move back? Like,
yes.
Like the Avatar sequel?
Oh, and new
mine memes. Mine looks like the logo of the Mach 5 on Speed Racer.
No, dude, that's mine. I have the Widow's Peak. You have like a gentle, like a bubbly hairline. Mine's the vicious, vicious Widow's Peak. Look at that.
You still have Lux hair. You have lush hair.
No, I don't. It's all coming out the back. Whatever. You know what I could use right now?
Hims.
I could use Hims.
No waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. sign up today, because not only will you get the product, but you'll also get the exclusive Ken Jack ad read that we are not going to release this episode.
Yeah.
It's worth a listen. If you like the Trillballins laugh, it's worth a listen. Reminder, $5 off while supplies last. Save that hair. It'll cost you hundreds otherwise. Go to 4hims.com/lights. That's 4hims.com/lights. 4hims, FORHIMS.com/lights. All right, moving on. Christopher Robin. This is a spoiler review, okay? I'm not going to slice in the time code. It's fucking Winnie the Pooh, okay? I'm not going to do it. If you don't want it spoiled, just pause here.
Oh, Christopher Robin. Oh.
It's such a bad impersonation.
Hello, Pooh.
It's horrible.
Anyway, Christopher Robin, the Winnie the Pooh movie from Disney, Ewan McGregor, Haley Atwell, Brad Garrett, Toby Jones.
Yeah.
It's half animated, half real life. The stuffed animals look incredible. Incredible CGI. They look fantastic. Christopher Robin, not amazing reviews, but the audience scores on websites, very high. People love it. Our audience gave Christopher Robin a 68. 68 out of 100. Christopher Robin, for me, I gave it a 71 out of 100. I had no idea. I rated it about an hour ago. I just didn't know what to rate it. There's also not a lot I can say about this movie. I just don't have much to say about Christopher Robin. It's fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it moves a little slow. Gets a little boring for me at times, a little dark at times, too. It's just not exactly the story that I would have likened to being with Christopher Robin. It's a nice message, I guess, but it's just not for me. It doesn't stand out. It's very forgettable for me. I will never watch this movie ever again. Well, no, you know I wouldn't. Like, Trill, you're a father now. Give me your rating, and is this a movie you would show your kid in a few years? I'm a Disney streaming service.
I gave it a 70, so really close to yours. It was a very well-made movie. Everything looked great. It was just super depressing. I found it personally depressing. Like, I didn't ever think I'd be watching a Winnie the Pooh movie and contemplating my own mortality and loss of adolescence at the same time, which is kind of what this movie gets to. It ends well, very happy ending. You know, everything's fine in the end. So I think for children watching it, you know, they don't really get that. But, you know, a lot about like going back to the Hundred Acre Woods and it being as desolate as it was and having the heffalumps is just kind of like, it's kind of creepy. Like, you know, it reminds me of like thinking about death.
I don't know if I agree with you in that. I get where you're coming from as far as the loss of adolescence and all that. But the whole point, I think, is like the fact that he regains it back. Because he's like, what, 30? He's like supposed to be 35 or 40 or something. Like, yeah, he's old. Like, he loses adolescence. Everyone does. That's just a fact of life. And I don't think anything that should be like lamented on. But I think
I agree.
Yeah, I think it was a delight. I originally scored an 81 on the spot. I think I'm going to lower it a little bit to like a 76. I'm going to settle on 76 ad hoc right now. I think it's definitely not as good as I thought it was coming out of it. But that said, I still found it very delightful. I think the voice cast, especially for the bears and animals and all that, were amazing. Toby Jones, cash those fucking checks, my beautiful, thick baby boy. And Brad Garrett, amazing as Eeyore. I thought he did a great job. And also, the animals looked great.
They did. Dude was fucking born to play Eeyore, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was Eeyore and Everybody Loves Raymond, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
Ma.
Ray.
Where are they, Ray?
Ray.
That's so much better.
Mom.
Shit.
It was a very good Winnie the Pooh movie. It made me sad for, I think, a reason I'm having trouble communicating, because I don't know. It just kind of reminded me of like getting older and yeah, like it did have that, like you're saying, that conclusion, Ken Jack, that was very happy. But while you're watching it, you're kind of like, oh man, like, but that, I mean, that's also what makes it a good movie too. Like, it's not bad because of that. It's just like not what I expected out of a Winnie the Pooh movie. It's kind of what I expected seeing the trailers, but I think they did about as good as they can do on this, having a live action hybrid movie, especially with the animals, because they, like you said, they look awesome.
They did. And it's tough because having a big actor like Christopher Robin is great, but I may maybe find a very, I guess, charismatic kid to play Christopher Robin, like a Jacob Tremblay or something, and splice in more flashbacks. Like, flashbacks throughout. Like, find the problem that he's having in the present day and find a way to cut back to what he did in the past. That's what I think might have added, spruced it up a little more. Like, I mean, man, Kendall, you talk about World War II. Fucking the World War II scene. Oh, my, I didn't expect that to be in Christopher Robin.
Out of nowhere. All of a sudden, you just see him, they cut to him going off to war, and I'm like, all right, they're going to cut from that to him coming back or whatever, and then they're like, oh, no, here's him, like, doing a raid on a German house and fucking calling in an airstrike. Like, if you could have told me anything was going to happen in the Christopher Robin movie, I would have never in a million years guessed Christopher Robin, like, calling in an artillery strike on a Nazi position.
It's just, I mean, again,
he's
see,
seen
that,
some shit.
That lends to, like, I don't care that it's not like a kid's movie. I mean, I really don't think it is. I think World War II kind of nixes it being a kid's movie. And, like, I guess it could be a family movie in some sense, but, like, it's not exactly what I expected. Because the trailers were delightful. It's still a delightful movie at times, but it's just not, I don't know, it just feels like kind of empty a little bit. I don't know. I can't find the words either. Like, I actually said to Ken Jack before he came in here, I said, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say about this movie. Like
Paddington 2,
yeah, no,
is a lot more charming.
No, yes,
totally agree.
That's the definition of delightful.
Like, we have not talked about that movie either.
Yeah,
people really want us to talk about it.
Oh, well, we disrespected it so much in January.
Well, you disrespected it so much. Let's get the record fucking straight on that.
We as a podcast jointly disrespected it. I think it's about time to give Paddington 2 its dues because it was a lot more enjoyable.
All right, spot rating.
The movie.
Spot rating. Our audience gave it a 90. I gave Paddington 2 a 91. Here's why I haven't talked about it. It came out last year, technically, in England. I saw it last year via a screener. So, like, I just never rated it somewhere for 2018. I do need to add it. I gave it a 91. What would you guys give Paddington 2? Because Paddington 2 is, I mean, that's a fantastic movie. It's the best rated movie in the history of Rotten Tomatoes.
It has 100, that bear.
Or best rated percentage. I can't say rated movie because it's an 8.7 out of 10. I think there's higher movies. But still, Paddington 2. I mean, yeah, you're right, Joe. That's a delightful movie.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 90. And the only reason I bring it up is because there are similarities between talking bears in the real world. And one cannot help but correlate these two movies because of that.
Yeah, I don't know what I would score it. I think somewhere in the mid-80s. I did see it, I think, fairly recently, like maybe 2 months ago or something like that. So delightful. That bear and his marmalade. So delightful.
Fucking marmalade, man.
Brendan Gleeson, so nice.
All right, so let's just... We can wrap up Pooh in a second, but let's throw it down. Winnie versus Paddington. Who do you have?
Paddington.
As a general character, Winnie the Pooh.
That's not the question.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't say... No, this is not a Sully question. This is just, who do you prefer? This is not a...
Oh, like generally?
Hand-to-hand combat. Paddington beat the living shit out of Pooh. Pooh's a stuffed animal.
Oh, no, I thought you meant, like, which movie is better, Paddington 2
or Winnie? Oh, no, which animal is better? Or, no, which bear itself is better, head-to-head?
I'd still go Paddington.
Pooh or Paddington?
I like Pooh. I have a special place in my heart for Pooh. He's so cute. He's just the way he wears that shirt with no drawers on.
Little asshole.
And eats honey. gets his head stuck in the honey jar and misspells honey. I love him.
Look, the train scene, I love him on the train. Yeah. He is great. That was released for the movie, too. But him, Winnie the Pooh on the train, pointing things out and, like, with the family. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, I still got to go Paddington. Paddington beats the shit out of Pooh. Pooh's an asshole for this one reason, and that he wears a shirt with no pants. That is the most horrifying possible image you could do with any man on Earth. Any man with just a shirt and no pants on is disgustingly scary. Pooh doesn't get away with it. That's bullshit.
Paddington,
he wears a rain jacket.
Underneath?
And that goes down to his knees.
Okay, so he's just more considerate than
He's more considerate. He's smarter. He's harder working. He goes around like washing people's windows and stuff to save up for that picture book for his mom. Winnie the Pooh, possibly anti-mom. Maybe he hates his mom. We have no idea. He's made no statement on the matter which way or the other.
He's definitely naked in Paddington, though, at some point.
Yeah, when he wants to clean the window. Okay. He's doing a good deed for someone else, unlike Pooh, who just sits there eating honey like a dumb fuck.
Two just bears in the nude.
He just sits there eating honey all day and just, like, fucks everything up nonstop while everyone else fixes it for him. He's like, oh, bother, I'm so sorry. It's like, shut up, do something about it. Paddington goes around helping his community. He's an outreach leader.
Do you think he does all that shit on purpose? Like, when someone walks away, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then they leave, he's like, ah, fuck you.
Yeah.
He's like, he screwed with him on purpose.
It's passive aggressive.
I, I did like that line in Christopher Robin when he was like, that's a silly explanation. And Pooh was like, thank you.
Yeah.
that was like as cute as it got in that movie. So, like, I mean, it was like small moments like those. But as a movie, Paddington 2 is superior. This one is still good. It's just like I said, like when I go to a movie, sometimes I have more fun watching another. And Paddington 2 is a lot more fun. This movie just was kind of sad. Maybe it wasn't sad. It was like more like bittersweet, maybe.
Yeah.
Melancholy.
It was like melancholy, yeah. Like sad, whimsical.
What was that line they kept saying over and over again? Like that doing nothing leads to the greatest of somethings, or I think that was it, right?
Something like that. You're close.
They keep saying the line like over and over again. I like the line and the philosophy behind it. I love doing nothing, but that's all Pooh does.
Yeah, I like Pooh. It's just the movie. There was a better movie out there. There was a better movie, I think. It's fine. Like, I mean, I would say watch it for sure. It's a for sure watch. But there's definitely a better movie out there somewhere. Maybe they'll do it one day. But I hope they do the same animation because the animation is absolutely fantastic.
Amazing. Tigger was great.
Yeah.
Whoever did Tigger, that looked amazing.
So that's our review.
Them on the beach was so cute.
Oh, the beach?
Yeah, that was adorable wearing sunglasses. I have one thing to add. Do you guys know that Christopher Robin is not playing in China?
Yes. Can you explain why?
Yeah.
Because of memes, actually. Because of memes. Starting in 2013, memes comparing the Chinese president to Pooh began to circulate. And therefore, 5 years later, it's not playing in China.
Yeah. That's crazy. Very funny. Also crazy. So Ken Jack gives it a 76. I give it a 71. Troll 70. Audience 68. We do have another review of this movie. Our good friend from Cinema Pigs is here. Buddy Pounds. Ken Jack's going to leave the studio for a second.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
And Buddy Pounds is going to come in. Our good friend from Cinema Pigs to do his review of Christopher Robin. All right. He's walking in right now. Our good friend Buddy Pounds. Welcome back, Buddy Pounds, the now-known horny movie critic from cinemapigs.com.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Trillium. I hope you guys have both been well-fed and physically satisfied.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, buddy. Well, what did you think about Christopher Robin?
Where do I begin on this film? Christopher Robin has matured into a strapping man. The innocence of youth has been replaced by the humdrum gyrations of a sexless and unfulfilled childhood. Christopher Robin reunites with his best friend to rediscover their relationship both spiritually and as an adult. To explore a complex, purely mental, forbidden sexual relationship for the first time.
Buddy, hold on. I'm not really sure that's what we got from the relationship between Christopher and the talking stuffed bear, Winnie the Pooh, but I guess continue.
The unspoken words between the two are deafening. The fire Christopher Robin's weary, aged eyes burn brightly, fueled by the passion of a realization of eternal love and tantric mental release.
I don't really like this review.
One can almost imagine themselves as an adult and Christopher Robin maintaining a mildly successful deviant art page under the pseudonym Pistopher Throbin while begging his fuzzy friend to send him filthy feet pics for Venmo dollars. He is navigating a relationship that is never physically consummated due to a mutual respect and understanding. Talk about some 100-acre wood.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
You and McGregor, send me feed pics.
Great, get the fuck out. All right, that's enough. That's just... Oh, my God.
Hey, welcome, how was buddy?
Welcome back, Ken Jack. He was worse than last time.
I don't like being in the room with that guy.
The words Pistopher Throbin were used.
Oh, damn. Someone stole my screenplay idea.
I don't know how he's still employed at Cinema Pigs, but I mean, I don't know. He was booked for us. Intern Kevin booked him, so can't really turn those down.
Oh, gosh. He smells like Burger King.
He does.
All right. We're not slandering Burger King. I'm not attaching Burger King.
I mean, he smells good. He smells good.
No.
It smells like chicken fries.
Yeah.
It smells like burnt leather.
That's breaded chicken fries.
All right. Thanks to Buddy Pounds from Cinema Pigs for the review of Winnie the Pooh's movie, Christopher Robin. All right. Here we go. Top 10 worst animated / cartoon movie characters. I'm just going to call it animated from here on out because a cartoon is technically animated. I don't want to keep saying slash. It's not a draft. We may have the same lists. Who knows? It has to be a fully animated movie. So it can't be like Jar Jar Binks. It can't be a CGI or cartoon character. It can't be like Roger Rabbit in an actual movie. So here we go. Ken, Jack, I'll let you go first. We'll do 10 through 5, or excuse me, 10 through 6, and then we'll go one by one, top 5. All right.
All right. My number 10 is every single character in James and the Giant Peach, because that movie freaked me the fuck out. I hated it so much, like with a burning passion. And it scared me as a child, and I hate it, and I'm just putting every single person on it for a number 10 in a single spot. My number 9 is, sorry, go ahead.
The book was better.
My next pick, number 9, is Sarah from The Land Before Time, the little tiny Triceratops. First of all,
what?
I want to know. Yeah, she stunk, okay? She stunk. She was in a little asshole. She was always mean to everybody, especially Littlefoot, all the time over everything. She hoarded tree stars. She sucked. She's a grade A sucker. All right, that made it sound weird. But also, her name is spelled Sarah. Name is spelled C-E-R-A, not Sarah. Like Michael Sarah. I swear to God. Look it up.
Triceratops.
Yeah, I know. I get it, but it's stupid. It sounds stupid looking.
It's a play on the name Triceratops.
All right. Number 8 is Sid from Ice Age. The sloth or whatever it is. John Lasagna's sloth.
Do you know who plays him?
John Lasagna talking as if like half of his mouth is closed the entire time.
Rest in peace to John Lasagna, by the way. Luigi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, just died.
And Bob Hoskins.
And Bob Hoskins, R.I.P. in peace. I think we've shouted out Bob Hoskins in like 1,000 times.
That joke we will never... It's not a joke.
Just paying our respect to a great... he was great in Behind It... Or not Behind It, whatever. So number 7, Burgermeister Meisterburger. Fuck that guy. Fuck him. I hated him. He's a real asshole. He was almost like from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, like the king from that, like the Bavarian Kingdom. He was that, except like a weird claymation thing from whichever movie that was, like Guess Who's Coming for Christmas or whatever that movie was. And he sucked. I fucking hated him. I was a little scared by him, too, because of his bulbous figure. He was very thick and very round and rotund, and he had that weird Bavarian hat with the feather cap in it, and I just hated everything about him. Number six.
You could pick a lot of characters from those animated Christmas movies.
They were fucking creepy. The wizard thing from the woods and that same movie, also creepy. Number 6, Mater from the Cars franchise. I just don't like Guy or the Cable Guy. I don't like that character, and I don't like how he ended up on every single piece of merchandise in low-end retailers across the country for like a 10-year span. So you couldn't go to Target and want to buy out a nice T-shirt or pack of boxers or something without seeing 20 different Mater T-shirts. I hated it.
Yep.
And then number 5.
What boxer section were you in?
No, number 5, by the way. No, number 5.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
No, answer the boxer's question, though.
What kind of boxers are I getting? Like Verona or whatever Target brand there it is?
And there's
Target brand, yeah. And there's Mater boxers right now?
Not Mater boxers, like Mater T-shirts. Like, you know, they have the ironic T-shirt section in Target?
Yeah.
It's like Cars and Minions gear. That's it.
Toe Mater.
Yeah, exactly. Is that bullshit. Hated it.
Oh. All right, I'll go with mine. Number 10, from the Jimmy Neutron movie, Carl Weezer. Fucking annoying as hell. Just annoying character. And
a
complete
rip
of... A complete rip of... Also, the way Jimmy Neutron characters dance really upsets me. Like, they kind of point their fingers in the air and, like, shuffle their feet. Yeah, Trill's... Can't see it, but Trill's doing it. Basically a rip of the Finster family from Rugrats, by the way. Complete knockoff. Number 9, Gilbert Gottfried himself, Iago, the parrot from Aladdin. Very annoying voice. Greg Giraldo in his roast said, "Gilbert, you look like you smell like pee," which is just a fantastic roast of somebody.
I'm Gilbert Gottfried. What is this guy doing?
That's pretty good.
You want me to play a parrot? In this movie called Aladdin? Show me those feeties. It's money.
We should do a skit where it's Gilbert Gottfried paid pig.
Oh, boy.
Link in bio. It's on Patreon.
Number 8, Angelica Pickles from the Rugrats. She's technically in movies. She's in Rugrats in Paris, the Rugrats movie.
What's her doll called?
Cynthia.
Oh, God.
I don't like Angelica. Never did. I hate the fact that she's part of that theory that all the kids in Rugrats are dead in some strange ways. Yeah, I don't like Angelica. Number 7, Barry B. Benson. Jerry Seinfeld from the B movie. I hate that character. I hate the memes, though I have laughed. I did laugh at those memes, I will admit. But I do not like Barry B. Benson, and I hate the B movie. The B movie is garbage.
I did like the ones where it's the B sleeping with the woman. Those are always funny to me.
That is. I mean, the point of the movie is the B wants to sleep with the female woman.
Yeah.
Just messed up. And number 6, Scrat, the squirrel or whatever from Ice Age.
Yeah.
That completely lost its charm after the first movie.
I think that was the director who did that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Scrat was... So I didn't put these characters on my list because I thought about it, and I don't hate them. They're going to be mentioned later, but Scrat was a direct lead into another character from the same company that I did want to put on my list. Hmm. You might be able to guess. If you guess it, don't say it out loud. Trollballons, 10 through 6.
Okay, 10, Branch from the Troll movie. I hate this character.
Ooh.
He's a little depressing
ooh,
troll.
Poor
all
guy.
The other trolls just want to have fun. 9 is Dodger from Oliver and Company, played by Billy Joel. And I like Billy Joel, but this was an annoying dog and an annoying role. Just bust out in song. It was a cartoon cat and dog remake of Oliver Twist. Number 8, I didn't go Iago, but I went with the Sultan from Aladdin. Mm. I hated the Sultan. He was kind of an asshole.
It's a real fat bastard.
He was an asshole to his daughter, and he was an asshole because he employed Jafar, who turned out to be a really bad guy, right?
Yeah.
Number 7, Rover Dangerfield. One of the worst movies I've ever watched, but I don't put it on any list because it kind of crept into the background of my mind. I read this one from a Tom... What's that? What are you going to say?
No respect.
Every time I see Rover Dangerfield, I laugh.
So, what's coming in the doghouse?
This one was Rodney Dangerself. Rodney Dangerfield voicing a dog based on Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, I'm a dog. I don't get no respect. No respect.
He's going in the doghouse. You know, he does the move. He tugs on the movie poster. He's tugging
on the collar. He's got to have the collar. Yeah, doesn't he have a tie on, too?
What?
Yes. He's tugging on the tie.
Yeah. Hey, they couldn't just put a collar on him. He's got to wear a tie. The collar would have had the same effect.
Hey, I just got neutered. Whoa, wee. I got married, but I also got my balls chopped off. Oh.
And then number 6 is also Scrat from Ice Age. I just hate Scrat.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hate the way Scrat. Oh, I hate it.
Scrat the voices.
It's like they made a fucking A plot for this movie and they forgot a B plot. Damn asshole chasing after this nut. And
that's
it's not
me.
Just me out at a bar when I was 22.
I beat you to it. Too late, bastard.
Audience, I'm going to say something about the audience.
Oh, just a squirrel trying to get a nut here. Hey!
Wife ate meatloaf, and I'm like, hey, this is dog food. Oh!
Hey, Rodney, it's me, Gilbert! Send me feeties, Gilbert!
Oh, wait, no, I was Gilbert there.
All right, this is a serious warning. If you are driving while listening to this and you're part of the audience, please stay focused and do not crash your car at how triggered you're going to be from your audience list. I don't know what happens, because... Look, and I'm okay being mean about this list because our Reddit and our Twitter, every time we tweet the list in the audience, people are like, what the fuck did we vote on? What did we do? And there are some in here that I don't know how they made this list. Shocking. So I'll start it off. Not as much on this half as the top half. Number 10 from the audience. I like this one. Olaf.
Yeah.
Very hateable. And the special or the short before Coco did Olaf no favors.
That was, I don't want to say Frozen jumped the shark at that moment, but it did feel like Fonzie jumping over the shark.
And I'm pretty sure Olaf jumped over a cliff in that short, too. So, pretty similar. Number 9, this one, like, out of left field, Bambi.
I can get behind that.
What do people hate Bambi for, though?
Bambi sucks.
Wow.
It's kind of a little, like, he's a baby. Big Tom Baby.
The fuck just happened behind me?
the flag fell.
It fell down behind it. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, Bambi just sucks. She's like, it's a he, right?
I forget.
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Bambi's a guy, I'm pretty sure.
I'll say this. Bambi does know how to take care of him or herself and needs the whole woods to take care of them and doesn't repay them in any way. And I'll say that's an asshole move on Bambi's part.
All right. That's kind of galaxy brain. I'm just surprised.
Also, kind of got its mother killed, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Led the mom out in the woods, yeah, but the man killed him.
But no, Bambi's so cute, though. I can't get behind that. It's an adorable little deer. It's cute.
Yep.
Deers are so cute. Deer are so cute.
Number 8, Ken Jack will like this one. Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Donald Duck is annoying.
What?
Do a Donald Duck impression.
No, I would never put Donald on my worst list.
He's
annoying,
but that's part of his character.
Yes.
Like, that's part of his charm.
I can still make him annoying.
I can see people not liking him, though.
Yeah.
He's definitely annoying, but, like, I don't mind him. But I knew you wouldn't because you're not a big Disney cartoon character fan.
I got another. I have picks like this coming up.
I believe Mickey may be on your list. Number 7, which if you do pick Mickey, that does mean you've seen Fantasia or Steamboat Willie. That's an admission of that. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yes.
Because Mickey has not been in a movie in fucking, like, 30 years.
Guess what's on this list?
Which is crazy to think about, by the way.
Yeah.
It is crazy that Mickey
made
it.
That's why he can't carry a franchise,
Fantasia
Trill.
2000.
Remember, Trill.
Wasn't Fantasia 2000 a re-release?
It's still a movie, dude.
All right, that's fair.
They remade it a little bit.
Okay, that's fair. Number 7, shout out to Coley. He would love this. Carl Fredrickson, the old man from Up.
Yeah, I almost had him on mine.
Wow, that's a lot of
hate. He's an asshole. He's so mean to the dog.
He is mean to the dog. And lastly, number 6, Meowth from Pokemon. The only talking Pokemon.
That's one where, like,
Mewtwo talks, actually. I lied.
I see this now, though, with the Donald Duck thing. Like, this character's supposed
now.
To be mean.
Oh, Pikachu does talk now.
Ash, I love you.
It's Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Ash, do your thunderbolt attack now. You've been storing me in this ball for 15 years, Ash.
but Meowth's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But, like, not in a fun, endearing way. I don't like him. But, I mean, also, what's the team?
Meowth.
What
Team Rocket?
Team Rocket, yeah. They suck, too.
They do.
I don't like them. There are worse characters in Pokemon, though. I wonder if they'll be on anyone's list.
We'll see.
We'll have to see. All right, Ken Jack, your number 5 worst animated movie character.
Mickey Mouse from Steamboat Willie.
Wow.
For a multitude of reasons, most of which I won't get into on this pod, but he stinks. And we've mentioned about this 1,000 times, especially when we did the basketball draft and Trill said that Mickey Mouse can carry a team. Mickey Mouse can't carry a team. He can't even be in a fucking movie more than 3 times in a century. So, no, he stinks. He's only the face of the franchise, but he does nothing.
Okay. I mean, I think we're past the point of Mickey hate here. Like, we just can't argue anymore. We know where everyone stands.
I know where you stand. I disagree with it. I think Mickey is a delightful character. I will defend that. I think that he symbolizes a company that is very well known. And that's the best thing I can say about Mickey.
Yeah, that's all you got.
All right.
I still love him. He's the opposite of Winnie the Pooh. He wears pants on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's just a shirtless little portly mouse.
Number 5 for me, Ken Jack's number 5, by the way, Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie. Number 5 for me, from Pokemon, Ash Ketchum. I do not like Ash.
It's fair.
Never did. I liked Brock and Misty much better. Ash is just whiny. Big complainer. Has some of the best Pokemon in the world.
Very entitled, too.
Yeah, entitled, some of the best Pokemon ever, and just whines, just complains.
I will say I did cry when he died.
Wasn't he like 5 years old in canon or something like that?
Really?
Like super young to be. I don't remember. Like he's an age that you're like, that's way too fucking young for him to be hanging out with Brock and Misty, like and traveling around alone and battling like animals,
full grown adults in gyms and everything.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I picked Ash. I am just not a fan of Ash Ketchum. Trill Ballins, number 5.
I picked. This is a group pick. They go together. I picked the vultures from the Jungle Book, the animated Jungle Book.
Okay.
They're terrible characters. Fun fact, they originally wanted the Beatles, to play them in the movie.
Dewey Cooks.
They declined, so they all have these very bizarre, varied English accents, I think. And I think one actually does have a voice that sounds a lot like John Lennon. Like, where are the Beatles?
Dewey Cooks.
You're so glad to be here with you, Dewey Cox. We're the Beatles. You're sitting here with the Beatles.
Yeah, I know.
What, who knew the Beatles, Dewey Cox?
Me as the Beatles.
So Vultures from Jungle Book, number 5 for Trill. Number 5 for the audience. This one, I mean, fool. I had to check twice. I thought I got it wrong. From Space Jam, Bugs Bunny.
All right.
Bugs
Why?
Bunny?
Why?
What?
I don't understand.
Bunny. Not Daffy Duck? You're put Donald Duck on that list, but you don't have Daffy Duck on there?
One of the bigger douchebags in Looney Tunes? Bugs Bunny.
Why?
Donald Duck?
I don't know.
Asshole.
I have nothing to say about
Daffy
this.
Daffy Duck's just a complete, like, irredeemable asshole.
I think we need to start adding, like, short-form answers to these to let them explain themselves.
I just, like, there's no... I don't know what to say. I have absolutely no idea why Donald Duck is on this list. Or, excuse me, Bugs Bunny's in this list. Shocked. Just
a bunch of people mad that he got to smash
Lola Bunny. Yeah.
Which is, yeah, because that's right. Our audience picked Lola Bunny as celebrity movie crush for part of my take. Wow. Good point.
He's texting the audience. Remember, she's busy. Text later.
Our audience is fucking obsessed.
Fucking Bugs Bunny. He won't drive over to my house.
Our audience fucking loves cartoon rabbits.
They're horny for Lola Rabbit.
Wow, okay. Ken Jack, number 4.
My number 4 is Captain Phoebus from Hunchback of Notre Dame, only because he cucked the hunchback.
Yeah.
It was a real dick move for like a movie that was really heartwarming up until that point, and then it's like, oh yeah, well, I'm still going to smash your girl's cakes. And like, after all that, after you save the day, Quasimodo, still going to fuck your girl. Probably raw. I don't know.
Oh my God, I just got... Beep.
Oh, misplaced that one.
Missed the beep. That's a shame. All right. Number 4 for me. I just don't like him. And I think it's John Lithgow. Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Mm-hmm. It's John Lithgow, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of you would say it is.
I don't like Lord Farquaad. I think he sucks.
He's supposed to be annoying, too, though. It's the same sort of thing.
He is, but I think he's awful. Like, I don't enjoy him. Like, there are some bad, like, villains who I don't like. Like, Lotso Bear. Like, you're supposed to hate him from Toy Story 3. I don't like Lord Farquaad. I think he sucks. Trill Ballins, number 4.
Number 4 for me. I'm also going with Hunchback of Notre Dame, but I'm going with the Gargoyles, and the Gargoyles suck.
They do.
Hunchback's a very dark movie. Isn't there a song that's, like, going to hell with you?
Yeah.
Like a really good song. And then the Gargoyles were in there because they were trying to add some comic relief. Jason Alexander played one of them. They just weren't all that funny. They were really annoying. Broke up the pacing of the movie. Super annoying character.
No idea, Jerry. No idea.
That's my Jason Alexander impersonation.
Yeah, Thank you. Very good. Frank Caliendo, come on the pod, right?
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. Somebody wanted Marlins Man to come on the pod, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a thread on Reddit we all replied in within 30 seconds. Audience number 4. I'm just shocked by these. Dory from Finding Nemo and Finding Dory.
What could you possibly have against Dory?
What's the worst about Dory?
Gets the fuck Marlin.
Annoying. But I don't think she's the worst. I just think Dory's... Look, the worst thing you can say about Dory is her creation led to one of the worst Twitter accounts of all time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Maybe that's true. That's a good point.
That's a very woke reason.
Damn.
I'm just saying, it's like when Bay texts first, and you're like, yeah, that is something Dory would say.
20,000 retweets.
all right. Number 3, Ken Jack, who do you got? Worst movie characters, or excuse me, cartoon movie characters.
My number 3 is Totoro from My Neighbor Totoro. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't really know. I just know the poster scared me a lot as a kid, and it scared the shit out of me, like a lot as a child. I think I only watched the movie My Neighbor Totoro like once. Just I don't even know what it was, like a big-ass owl. I think it was voiced by like Elle Fanning or something, and it scared me. It scared me deeply. And it probably shouldn't be on this list. I maybe should like put in Kemper Cusco or something, but I don't care. I'm putting in Totoro.
All right.
We need to do a podcast where we talk about Ghibli movies, because Studio Ghibli movies are some of the best animation movies ever made.
Hmm. All right,
Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, so
Totoro. Number 3 for me, I got to do it. Got to do it to a Mater
Fuck yeah.
Bad character.
Fuck Mater.
Bad character. Drill keeps dabbing. Okay. Two dabs for that one. Mater fucking stinks. Mater's a terrible character. Cars are...
I hate him so much.
I hate the Cars movies. They're stupid. They don't... And it's just... It's such a weird movie for Pixar because Pixar makes everything they do so believable. I know they're all leaps, but like... That's like... Somebody mentioned it that... I forget who it is. Someone on Twitter I saw mention, they're like, Cars just doesn't fit with Pixar. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, what world that is.
Well,
so, yeah,
done.
I don't like Cars. The ride at Disneyland, fantastic ride. It's basically Test Track, but it's Cars. It's a blast. And Mater's in it, kind of cool. But Larry the Cable Guy, I respect your rise to power. But I can't do it. I can't do the voice, can't do the doofy character. Don't like it.
Hi, I'm Mater. I'm Mater. I'm the worst character in the worst Pixar movie.
That's a big feat.
You know you're a bad Pixar movie when you cast fucking Larry the Cable Guy in a lead role.
Just bad.
The only thing of any of that blue collar comedy, like the funniest thing to me is Ron White's tater salad.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Out of all of that, like that's the funniest thing.
I still give Jeff Foxworthy's worth like $20 billion or something.
Worth a lot.
It's insane.
One more Geraldo reference because I did a huge thing on him the other day, but he makes fun of all four of them at the roast of Jeff Foxworthy, and he says to Bill Engvall, he says, Bill, you have 7 CDs. Without you, Sears wouldn't have a comedy section. And he's like, Bill, can't you just record something unfunny? Can't you just say something unfunny without recording it? Bill Engvall, I think my least favorite out of all of them.
Yeah. No, Larry the Cable Guy.
I respect what Larry did, though.
What was the war movie they all made together?
I don't know what you're talking about? But I also
like Delta Farce.
Yes, but I also know that Larry the Cable Guy did Jingle All the Way 2.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with Jingle All the Way 1. They just used the title. It's just us.
Have you seen like Larry the Cable Guy's shtick before he was Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah,
he was just like, he was like a regular, like...
Hey, what's up?
I don't know.
My name is Larry.
Hey.
Yeah,
anyway, you know what? Good for them. They made a lot of money. Some of it's funny, and some of it's not funny. Like Mater is not funny,
or Delta Farce.
No, Mater is what's Larry the Cable Guy's real name is Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
Ew,
old Dan. All right, Trill Ballins, number 3.
I'm going with Shinji Ikari, specifically from the end of Evangelion, the animated anime movie. Also in the Evangelion series, one of the biggest assholes of all time. Kenjack, if you want to know how much of an asshole this character is, I'm sending you this picture right now about what he does in the opening minutes of End of Evangelion.
Right.
He is the whiniest, most selfish character that's ever existed in animated history. He's one of them. The only thing he knows how to do right is sometimes he can pilot a giant robot really well.
So
but even then he fucks it up. So he's awful, and that's why he's number 3 on my list.
This guy looks like a dickhead.
Yeah,
Look at that image I just sent you, and read the first paragraph.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading.
Just get to the end of it.
Jesus,
I'm waiting for the end of it.
Yeah, no, I read it. I don't want to say it on the air. I mean, I've said worse.
Yeah, no, it's a fucked up
scene.
That
is very fucked up.
He's an asshole of a character.
Great
anime though. If you're into that, it's one that's a classic.
That's problematic, actually. That's not good.
Yeah,
not good. All right, audience.
It's bad. It's my hate.
Audience number 3 from Shrek. Shrek.
Why? I empathize with Shrek like tremendously.
Shrek. Yeah, just Shrek.
Shrek's not that bad.
I think maybe the meme
Shrek's
culture.
Fine.
That is another big meme culture character.
Yeah.
But
big time.
Shrek, I don't know. All right.
I don't get that.
Yeah, this is wild. Kenjack, number 2, reaching the top 2.
Somebody once told me
the world was... My number 2 pick is... he doesn't have a name. I looked it up in IMDb. His name in the movie Polar Express is Know-It-All. And he was the Know-It-All kid in Polar Express, the one who had like the really annoying voice and kept like talking to the main character. He's like, oh my god, did you see it? You got your ticket? You got your ticket? I got my golden ticket right here. Kind of sounded like Mike Greenberg a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
When they're on the train, he's like the really annoying kid with the glasses.
On what?
In Polar Express.
That's what I thought you said, but I don't know.
You, you look up the scene, you'll know it immediately. And he was just like really, really annoying. Like the main character kid like gets on the train, and then the guy like immediately runs up to him. He's like, "Oh my god, you got your ticket for the Polar Express going to North Pole, North Pole."
Do I call him Polar Express kid on the
his name in the IMDb page is Know It All.
Wow. Okay, that's a deep cut pick.
He sucks. I've seen Polar Express like 1,000 times. He's the one character in this movie Tom Hanks didn't play, and he's so fucking annoying. Like, I hate him so much.
All right. Know It All from Polar Express. That's a deep cut pick. My number two, this is going to be the third straight Shrek pick, because I had Lord Farquaad, audience had Shrek. I got Princess Fiona. Ungrateful, unlikable, just not a fan. Not a fan of Princess Fiona whatsoever.
I get that.
I think she sends a bad message to kids. I don't like what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah. Not good. Trebalins, number two, before we get to number one each. I'm curious if we... Mater? Okay, Mater.
I think I know where we're all going to go number one.
I think we may all have the same number.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
All right, hold on. All right. On the count of three.
Maybe I...
Say the...
Hello, it's me. Welcome to Carpool Character.
All right, on the count of three, the worst animated or cartoon movie character of all time. 3, 2, 1.
Minions.
High five emoji.
Yeah, I went Minions.
So, Trill, you picked high five emoji?
Yeah, high five's the worst to me.
So Trill and I picked James Corden's high five emoji in the Emoji Movie. But Ken Jack, you picked Minions. The audience also picked Minions. So there's only two number one picks. You guys split. And that's the character I think Scrat led to the Minions.
Yeah, I
Scrat,
can totally see
my
that.
Sage led to DreamWorks. Yeah.
Unintelligible.
I don't have a problem with the Minions themselves in the movie, but the Minion
culture.
Internet, the normie Minion internet culture that's been created for like every woman named Carol over the age of 50 to post a picture of a Minion drinking a martini on Fridays on Facebook. It's like, have a blast weekend.
Yep.
You sent us pictures earlier, or Ken checked it, of like
a Minion Peloton group meme.
Minion Peloton riders. All right. So Minions, why do you hate Minions?
They just stink. It's more the internet culture thing than anything else. Just everyone, like Troll was saying, everyone over the age of 50 is talking about Minions, and it's not necessarily their fault. Like, the actual characters themselves are for sure annoying, but they're not the main cause of their own downfall. It's the people's fault that they're the problem. And they're just fucking everywhere. I just can't stand them.
Yeah, Minions. I'm not a fan. I didn't put them on the list. I was convinced to not put them on the list. They'd be top 15 for me, though. I don't like them. They were funny at first, and the first Despicable Me is great.
Yeah,
But I think I harbor a little ill will because we never won the Minion and the Claw game at AMC.
Can we post a picture of Steve Carell's Gru in Ed Allen? It's the funniest picture.
Wait, what's here? We're gonna do a live tweet.
Cursed
what's,
image.
What should the caption be? Just cursed image.
Just do cursed image. Why not? God, it's right.
Steve Carell, Alan Gru. If you've never seen it,
it's one of the most disturbing pictures I've ever seen. Like, who thought it was good? You could see in his face. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Which one? Like, this one.
I like the one where he like had just walked out, and he's like just like sitting there staring around at the crowd.
Oh, Trill! Just so you know, which one I'll send it.
All right. If you're listening, which obviously you are, I suggest you pause the podcast, scroll down to the description, and click on the link that says Steve Carell Gru picture. Having this pulled up will make this part of the episode much funnier.
This is going to be on Twitter, by the way, so if you're listening, Troy, here you go. Oh, my God.
he looks like Frank Brown.
Yes, he does.
Rest in peace.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Okay. Fucking most fucked up picture.
Oh my god. I'm sweating.
Oh man. All right. Lastly, high five emoji from Emoji Movie holds a special place in our heart because it is the first movie we ever reviewed on Lights, Camera, Pod / Barstool. Trill, obviously played by James Corden, if you couldn't get that from Trill's joke before. Trill, you hate the high five emoji. You made a joke in our first episode, and I don't know what it was, but it was a joke about like his balls or something, or like him being high-fived. I can't find it, but it was very funny. You said like, oh, you something me something or other. It was like a James Corden impression. I don't remember what it was, but it was the hardest I had laughed at that point in the podcast history.
Why was he wearing a Band-Aid? That's what I couldn't get.
It was like a do-rag almost. I don't know. It was like, that's what it reminded me of. It was just weird.
Yeah. Ugh. I kind of wish I did add him now. Can I sub out Totoro and put in High Five?
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. So what made him an annoying character was not only, like, was he the fucking High Five emoji, which is kind of infuriating to begin with, even more so than some of the other ones. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I never use a High Five emoji. I use like the praying hands emoji that maybe should have been one, but he was the one who made the pop culture references and jokes and shit like that are probably already super dated.
The whole movie got dated when it came out.
I'm the high five emoji.
I don't have anything else.
I thought it was a follow up to that.
No, I was trying to think of something funny to say, and it just I never connected the engine to the caboose on that one, and nothing.
It's an awful character. It's an awful movie. I mean, it lives up to the whatever the opposite of hype. I guess the hype of being bad. High Five Emoji is the worst character in that movie. It was just so fucking stupid. It made no sense. Oh, it was just dumb.
No.
It was dumb. And it's the worst. It's the worst animated character. And I honestly probably could have put more emoji movie characters. Could have done the Matt emoji, Gene.
Yeah.
The poop emoji, terrible. Smiler.
The bad guy.
Smiler.
The bad woman.
I liked her.
Smiler.
I thought she was okay.
The villain, Smiler.
I thought she was like Maya Randolph, right?
The one that threatens to like hang the Memoji.
Yeah, I think she was like maybe the only okay part I liked in it.
If you haven't listened to our Emoji movie review, go back, just skim the movie and just watch. That was our longest review we ever did. That's the most we've ever. Transformers might be longer, but that was a long one. Oh, boy. Okay. That's the pod. That's a good pod. I hope you liked it.
That was a good episode.
I'm actually in tears right now from looking at Gru.
I'm sweating.
That is. It's also very hot in here too, which adds to the
doesn't
sweating.
Help.
Also, did you see that lightsaber battles were on ESPN2 today for ESPN8 day?
That was rad as hell.
It was kind of boring. Them have more of a full flesh.
Let me rephrase and say I'll agree. I don't think it should be like fencing, like the way it was. Yeah. I would like it to be like just full fledged nerds just fucking beating the shit out of each other with like plastic lightsabers with like waivers signed and everything. But I like the idea. I like where they're headed.
What it should be is it should be like a lightsaber with paint on the end of it, and you get 5 minutes, and whoever has like the most paint
like paintball?
On you. Yeah, but like you got to whack people with your lightsaber as much as you can to get the paint on them. I don't know. You whack them in the same place though, and it wouldn't count as much. Look, it's not a perfect system, but I just didn't like it was fencing because they were just like boop, and they'd be like point, and it was done. Like when I want a lightsaber battle, I want to see these nerds like do some Obi-Wan Kenobi shit, some Darth Maul shit.
Yeah,
get a little flipping.
I think that's a good step though in the right direction. We'll get there.
The best part was that they were wearing like warrior lacrosse pads when they were doing it.
It was so Robbie and I were like amped for it. We were like, fuck yeah, 2 p.m. I got something done really quickly before we watched it. It was like an SNL skit to start, and then 10 minutes in, it's boring. It's tough. And I think there are almost as many people on this podcast as there were watching that thing live. It was like in someone's garage. It was tough. It was tough to watch. Okay, that's it. Anything else, guys, before we get into the weekend?
I didn't get a chance to say it, but I did leave Atlantic City up money.
Ooh, nice.
How
much?
I think like $400 or something. But the night before I left, my friends, the night before we left, I went downstairs just to cash in. My friends were like, bet all you got on black. And I was like, all right. And did it, won it, and then went and played again the next morning because I was on that high and then lost a lot. And then left with like $400. So.
You came away with money.
Yeah.
Did you guys go to the Chili's Bar and Grill in the Hooters Casino or whatever?
We did go to the Hooters thing, whatever that was. We did go to a Hooters, and I fucking regretted
hell
it.
Hell yeah.
Big time. Shit a lot. The wings are really good, though. They have these new wings, like Daytona something. So good. So good.
I love Hooters wings.
Me too.
I mean, those wings are really good.
They're on the wing, specifically, I think, are like top five.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Haven't had them in a long time, though. There is one near Penn Station. Could always go to that.
Yeah.
Instead of Wings Over?
There are no Wings Over in New York.
No, when like you said, it was near Penn Station. I thought you were saying Penn State.
There you go. Yep.
Sorry, I'm not
I'm not a New York guy. I don't know these locations. I've never heard of, like, Penn Station, which I've never heard of before, ever.
Visit New York, Trill.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, visit. We won't be here. We'll leave. But
here's my plan. So we want to launch a streaming channel, our own streaming channel.
How do you see this is going?
We had this going last week. We were trying to pick a game, and I think we picked a game. It's KC Powell Lacrosse 2016. And so this game sucks. It's a game. But I think if we all play it and comment on it when we play it, and if we even get one viewer, then we are the biggest KC Powell Lacrosse streaming channel on Twitch.
Can you play multiplayer KC Powell Lacrosse?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you can.
All right, so if you want us to play KC Powell Lacrosse, make the Reddit thread. And comment. We got to see some support behind this, but we'll do it. Next week, we're going to be reviewing Black Klansman and The Meg. Donnie will be on. We're going to do, I think, an aquatic episode. I think we're going to do top 10 best water movies, like water-related movies. A lot of options there. You could have Jaws, Waterworld. Who knows?
We're going to get wet.
Christopher Throbbing.
all right, last call. Anything else?
Do the sign-off.
Well, I got to say the last thing. My phone died last week. That was hilarious.
That was
that was a great ending, by the way.
Buy the merch.
Yeah.
Buy the merch.
Oh, yeah. You need to buy merch for
more.
Come on.
A lot more.
Please buy a lot more. If you buy a lot more,
how much have we sold, Jeff?
I'm not going to reveal how much we sold. But it was a little below what I was hoping. So please buy. A lot of you said you would buy, and a lot of you didn't. Which, look, I don't think I can afford buying him either. But, I mean, you know, there's also people who are like, release the Really merch, which we don't really talk about him anymore. Release the Really. We can't make new merch unless we sell what we already have.
The haters are saying that the audience members are not going through with their promise to buy merch. That's just what the haters are saying. I'm reporting it. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just saying that's what the haters are saying, and I really hope they prove them wrong.
Yeah, I do hope they prove the haters wrong. All right. For Ken, Jack, and Trill, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you on Sunday.
Have a good week at the box office!